This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival and Ensemble Correspondance. One of the many joys of the biennial Boston Early Music Festival is the opportunity to immerse yourself in the culture of another place and time, to sink into a seat at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, and to close your eyes and listen and imagine, for instance, what it was like to be a member of the Paris nobility in the time of Louis XIV. Well, that's exactly what we're going to do this evening with Ensemble Correspondance, led by Sébastien Dosset, specializing in the music of 17th century France. So sit back and enjoy a bit of time travel to the era of Louis XIV, when music, theater, and art were expressions of civic order and power, and when nobles expressed their religious devotion by commissioning exquisite music like this. It's Ensemble Correspondance on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McClellan. Every 2 years in June, the Boston Early Music Festival makes our city the center of the universe for fans of early music. Heaven for early music fans is the way the New York Times described it. And the next festival is almost upon us. It starts next weekend, June 9th, and continues through June 16th with concerts day and night. For tickets and information, start at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Now tonight on WCRB in Concert, I'll whet your appetite for early music and take you back to the 2017 festival to hear Ensemble Correspondance, a group that focuses on a rich era of music in France, the age of the Sun King, Louis XIV. Ensemble Correspondance was founded in 2009 at the Lyon Conservatory by Sébastien Dosset, who says he's always been fascinated by French Baroque repertoire, and especially sacred music of the 17th century. In a conversation with my colleague Brian McCreath, Sébastien Dosset described how he fell in love with this period in music history.
I think I've listened when I was a teenager on the radio, on broadcast, on television, also in cinema, some little excerpts of this music, and I don't know why, but it was deeply moving to me. So it has been so natural to go to this repertoire and to do it the best as we can, and to live with it for years.
Sébastien Dosset has gathered together a group of singers and instrumentalists that share his enthusiasm, and they've made several CD recordings together. Their 2017 Boston Early Music Festival concert at Jordan Hall was called Motets for the House of Guise, the music of Marc-Antoine Charpentier. Charpentier was not actually one of the musicians of the court of Louis XIV. After a couple of years of study in Italy between 1667 and 1669, he went into the service of a cousin of the king, a wealthy lady named Marie de Lorraine, Duchesse de Guise, also known as Mademoiselle de Guise. Her residence was a center of artistic activity in Paris, and she had a unique household where you might be hired as much for your singing skills as for your ability as a cook or a lady-in-waiting. Sébastien Dosset explains.
She loved music, she loved art and also God. And she had in her hotel in the center of Paris a team of domestics who were also excellent musicians. And Charpentier was one of them. And he composed a lot for this family team of maybe 10 singers and 7 instrumentalists. And so he wrote not depending on the way the court wanted to have compositions, but just depending on the team he had. So it's something very special.
Let's listen to some of Charpentier's music for this ensemble. Ensemble Correspondance began with Overture for the Consecration of a Bishop, and then they went straight on with a Salve Regina at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival.
Thank you.
At the Boston Early Music Festival, Marc-Antoine Charpentier is setting of a hymn to the Virgin Mary, Salve Regina. And before that, an overture for the consecration of a bishop. That's Ensemble Correspondance, a group from France whose specialty is music from the time of Louis XIV. This concert from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival is devoted to Charpentier, who was employed by Marie de Lorraine, Duchesse de Guise. She was a great patron of the arts, deeply devoted to the church, and especially to the Virgin Mary. And when she visited convents or abbeys, she would bring along the music, performed by her ensemble of household musicians and composed by Charpentier. Here's a Miserere, a setting of Psalm 51, Have Mercy Upon Me, O God, written for the Jesuit convent in Paris's Rue Saint-Antoine. Ensemble Correspondance at the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival, in concert at NEC's Jordan Hall on WCRB.
Existence. Oh,
Miserere Mei Deus, a setting of Psalm 50 by Marc-Antoine Charpentier. Music from the 17th century for the early morning service of Lauds at the Jesuit convent in Rue Saint-Antoine, Paris. And it was played by the Ensemble Correspondance. The ensemble's leader is organist and harpsichordist Sébastien Dossé. I'm Alan McClellan. Tonight we're letting the music transport us back to the time of Louis XIV, when music played an important role in the lives of the nobility in Paris. And Charpentier was one of the most important musicians of the time. It's Ensemble Correspondance at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, part of the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. The 2019 festival begins next Sunday afternoon, June 9th, with the fully staged North American premiere of Agostino Steffani's 1691 opera Orlando Generoso, a tale of magic and mystery with fabulous costumes, flying machines, and beautiful music. The one on June 9th is the first of four Orlando performances through the week. And the festival continues with 17 concerts taking place over a period of 8 days, plus innumerable concurrent events and a fascinating exhibition, a showcase of early instruments and their makers. It's a great way to get introduced into the world of historically informed music making. For more information about the Boston Early Music Festival, click on In Concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org. But let's take a little intermission here. Before the second half of the concert by Ensemble Correspondance, I want you to hear one of the most memorable performances recorded by WCRB at the 2009 festival. It was entitled A Grand Entertainment, Orchestral Delights with the Boston Early Music Festival Chamber Ensemble. We're going to hear an overture by Jan Dismas Zelenka. Written about 40 years after Charpentier was composing for the House of Guise, and by this time the French style had spread all over Europe. Zelenka adapted it in his own unique way in this overture called Hypochondrie. The Boston Early Music Festival Chamber Ensemble recorded at NEC's Jordan Hall in 2009. Thank you. From the 2009 Boston Early Music Festival, that's Zelenka's overture Hypocondrie, played by the Boston Early Music Festival Chamber Ensemble, led by Paul Odette and Robert Mealy. For more information about the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival, an absolute feast for music lovers taking place over 8 days, June 9th to 16th, start at classicalwcrb.org. I'm Alan McClellan. I'll be back after a quick break with part two of tonight's featured concert by Ensemble Correspondance.